Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fall, the End of Fox News and the Murdoch Dynasty is a nonfiction book by Michael Wolff that examines the power, instability, and possible decline of the Fox News empire and the Murdoch family behind it. Positioned as an insider account, it draws on Wolff's access to key figures around Rupert Murdoch, Fox News executives, and members of the family dynasty. The book is less a conventional corporate history than an analysis of how a media system built on ratings, personality, and political alignment begins to fracture under legal pressure, succession conflict, and generational change. Its central concern is not only what happened inside Fox News, but why the network's business model and the Murdoch family structure made crisis increasingly difficult to avoid. The result is a book about media power, conservative politics, family governance, and the fragility of empires that rely on constant attention and control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Fox News is an entertainment machine disguised as news. One of the book's main ideas is that Fox News should be understood first as a television product, not as a traditional newsroom. Wolff emphasizes the network's talk radio-style pacing, emotionally charged hosts, and dependence on conflict-driven programming. This matters because the book argues that Fox's influence came from mastering attention, not from building trust through verified reporting. The network's commercial logic rewarded outrage, loyalty, and spectacle, which helped it become highly profitable and politically powerful. By treating the channel as a ratings engine, Wolff explains why truth could become secondary to audience retention. That framing also helps connect the network's internal culture to its external political effects. If the product is designed to provoke, then the politics it amplifies will also tend to become performative and polarizing. The book therefore critiques a media model in which entertainment incentives gradually reshape public discourse. Secondly, Rupert Murdoch as both architect and prisoner of his empire. Wolff presents Rupert Murdoch as a contradictory figure who built a vast media empire but was eventually constrained by its own structure. He is portrayed as a ruthless dealmaker and an aging patriarch whose personal authority no longer cleanly controls the system he created. The Murdoch family trust, with its succession rules and competing interests, becomes a key mechanism in the book because it forces governance to depend on coalition building rather than simple inheritance. This makes Murdoch's control unstable even before his death or retirement. Wolff uses that instability to show how dynastic power can become self-limiting the more the empire grows, the harder it becomes to secure a unified future for it. Murdoch's desire to preserve influence collides with legal arrangements, family rivalry, and the realities of aging leadership. The book uses him to explore a broader pattern in elite family businesses, where the founder's dominance can create the very conditions that weaken succession. Thirdly, succession conflict inside the Murdoch family. The book gives sustained attention to the internal struggle among Rupert Murdoch's children and the different visions they represent for the future of the family empire. Lachlan is generally positioned as the conservative heir, aligned with the existing Fox News direction, while James, Elizabeth, and Prudence are associated with more complex or less ideologically fixed positions. This conflict matters because it is not only emotional family drama, but also a governance problem with real corporate consequences. The family trust and ownership structure turn private disagreement into a strategic battle over control of Fox News and News Corp. Wolff uses this dynastic conflict to show how succession can become a political event when a media company is deeply entangled with partisan influence. The book's family analysis also helps explain why the Murdochs are often compared to the Roys from Succession. Both involve power, inheritance, loyalty, resentment, and the difficulty of replacing a patriarch who has made the family itself part of the corporate brand. In that sense, the family conflict is central to the company's future, not separate from it. Fourthly, lawsuits and financial exposure as forces of corporate decline. Another major strand in the book is the legal and financial pressure building around Fox News, especially in the wake of election-related misinformation claims. Wolff treats the Dominion voting system settlement as a pivotal moment because it exposed the cost of a business model that prioritizes partisan performance over verified fact. The lawsuit is not presented merely as an isolated event, but as evidence that the network's tactics had become financially dangerous. Legal liability, reputational damage, and executive instability all feed into the sense that Fox can no longer operate with the same impunity it once enjoyed. This is where the book becomes a study of institutional vulnerability. A company that seemed politically invincible can still be weakened by courtroom consequences. And shareholder risk. Wolff links the settlement to broader turmoil, including leadership changes and anxiety over the network's future direction. The result is a clear argument that media power built on denial and partisan amplification eventually creates its own bill. Lastly, a contested insider account of media power and accountability. The Fall is also notable for its method and tone. which place it in the category of insider exposé rather than detached institutional history. Wolf relies on access, conversation, and narrative reconstruction to produce a fast-moving portrait of Fox News and the Murdoch family. And that style gives the book its energy. At the same time, the book has drawn criticism for its reliance on unattributed dialogue and gossip-like detail, which raises questions about how readers should evaluate its claims. This tension is important because it shapes the book's credibility and its reception. Wolf's approach is effective at conveying atmosphere, motives, and internal friction, but it can also blur the line between reporting and dramatization. That makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in media criticism itself, because it forces them to consider how power is narrated and who gets to tell the story. In that sense, the book is not only about Fox News's decline, but also about the challenges of documenting elite institutions from the inside. In conclusion, The Fall will be most useful to readers interested in media power, conservative politics, corporate succession, and the real-world consequences of partisan television. Journalists, political observers, media scholars, and readers of business or power narratives will find it especially relevant because it connects institutional decline to family governance and legal accountability. Its main value is that it treats Fox News not just as a news outlet, but as a business system shaped by ratings incentives, charismatic personalities, and strategic messaging. That makes the book more than a simple exposé. It becomes an argument about how media empires work, how they sustain influence, and how they begin to unravel when lawsuits, aging leadership, and succession disputes collide. Compared with other books in this area, it stands out for its close-up focus on the Murdoch dynasty and its attempt to narrate a live transition rather than a finished historical era. Readers who want a sharply framed, access-driven account of Fox News's vulnerabilities will find it revealing, even if they remain cautious about Wolf's reporting style. Its distinction lies in combining corporate drama, political analysis, and media criticism into a single account of decline. If you would like to support Michael Wolf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.